This program comes to you by electrical transcription. The Treasury Star Parade. With Miss Janet Gaynor and a flock of Americans, Al Goodman and his orchestra and chorus, and Frederick March as our master of ceremonies.
Stand by. Stand by, America. Stand by for a report on the state of your nation. We are going to open the circuit of the round robin. We're going to reach down into your minds deeper than a mile, up to Mount Whitney and down to Death Valley, to the farms and cities and deserts of the nation. We are going to call the roll of America. Are you there, America? Are you ready? Go ahead.
America calling. We are ready. Stand by.
America. This is the golden country, the country where women love peace and men hate war. This is the land of the friendly nod, the sudden smile, the quick hello. War, we said, is barbaric. Worse than that, it's stupid. It was something that couldn't happen to us. Not anymore. Oh, no, we said. Never again. We will never again have to fight another war. And we thought we wouldn't. And then...
Wait!
What was that?
That was Hitler.
What was he saying?
He says, Germany can defeat any conceivable combination of powers.
So what? What's that got to do with us? What was that?
That was the Japs at Pearl Harbor.
Fighting us? Do you mean they're fighting us?
Yes. America is at war.
America is at war. 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 War.
War? But we didn't want war. This is a peaceful country that didn't believe in war.
Stand by, America, for a report on the state of your nation. America is at war.
Can they beat us?
Well, that depends.
How will we know? What are the facts?
America has a Bureau of Census.
A Labor Bureau, Weather Bureau, Patent Bureau, Stock Exchange, and Board of Trade.
They ought to be able to give us the facts. There must be a lot of facts about America. You from the Census, give us the facts.
There are 130 million people in America.
130 million. That's a lot of people. Where do they all come from?
They came from 100 far-flung places. They came from 1,000 bleeding shores. They came to the New World, leaving behind them the squabbles for power, the angry voices, the persecution of thought and creed.
We came full of a dream to build from old countries that could no longer dream.
They came to the waiting land, bringing with them faith and industry and belief. My grandmother came like that.
And now there are 130 million of them. That thought alone is enough to make the nation sing. 130 million men, women, and children. Who says that facts are dry and figures do not sing? They sing when they are people. 130 millions of them.
We're the Swedes from Minnesota.
The Irish from Manhattan.
The French from Louisiana.
The Germans from Wisconsin.
We're the Spaniards from California.
The Armenians down in Fresno.
The Indians in Nevada. The
Poles in old Chicago.
This is a nation of many nations, a race of many races, singing the full, the goodly song.
What was that?
That was the voice of Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's minister of propaganda.
What's he saying?
He says, nothing will be easier than to produce bloody revolution in North America. No other country has so many social and racial tensions. We shall be able to play on many strings there.
Can they do it?
I don't know. You are the people. What's the answer?
No!
They think because we're the conglomerate nation, enriched with the bloods of all the races, that we are easy to trap and snare. But they forgot that out of this fusion of many races has come this one united nation of men, not slaves, American.
And what is an American?
An American is a fellow whose grandfather was a German 48er.
Who settled in Wisconsin and married a Swede.
Whose mother's father married an Englishwoman.
And whose son met a girl at college, whose mother was Austrian and whose father was an Hungarian Jew.
And their son in the 20th century right now is 6 feet tall, goes to a state college, plays football, can't speak a word of any known language except American, and is doubtful if he ever had a grandfather.
He likes his freedom. He can't be scared and he won't be pushed around.
You should see him when he's forced to go to war.
Hear them coming. Hear them marching. Tramp of feet on endless roads.
How many feet to make that thunder? Give us the facts. Give us the figures.
I am the Army. There are 1,600,540 of me, and that's not all. There'll be 6 million of me before we're through.
I am the Air Force. There are 220,000 of me, but say, 220,000, why, that's kid stuff. Before we're through, we'll have 100,000 planes and 2 million men to fly them. How do you like that? Ain't that something?
But that's not all. That's not nearly all. Let's have them all, the facts and figures. Hey, you in the middy, come on up here.
I'm the Navy. 213,560 of me. But there'll be more, a lot more. We'll have as many as all the enemy put together before we're through. You double the ships, we'll double the men. Let's go!
Men marching, planes flying, ships plowing through the seas. But that's not all. Oh, no, that's not nearly all. Take a look around. What do you see? More facts. More figures. Hey, you down there, step up. What do you do?
I work in the factories of America. My name is Tommaso or Vladica Joe. I'm mostly married and I got 2 kids. That's me. There are 8 million Tommasos and Vladics and Joes, Dimitris, Ivans, and Carls. We come from all over, here to America, to get us a break. And we got it. Sure. Now, what do you want us to do?
What do you gotta have?
Planes. 100,000 of them.
What do you think we got factories for?
Bombs.
Hey, give us something hard. That's easy.
Guns.
Millions of them.
Shells.
Trillions, brother, trillions.
Can you do it?
We turn out $60 billion worth of stuff a year. And you don't know nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's 8-hour days, 5 days a week, part-time running. That was a pipe. That was peace.
Now we're at war.
Give us 4 times the number of man hours. Keep all the factories running all the time. Geez, you figure it out. We can turn out about 200 billions worth of stuff a year.
And that ain't hay.
Swell. Now, what do you want us to do? What do you gotta have?
Give us the raw materials!
Raw materials? Shucks, that's me, the farmer. I make up about 1/4 of the nation. My name's Hiram, and Hank, and Zekel. This is my land. I homesteaded it, and I aim to keep it. Last year, even with 2/3 of my land lying fallow, or uncultivated, I harvested 321 million acres. Sold the stuff for $12.5 billion. Shucks, give me a chance and I can double that. I ain't bragging any when I say I can darn near feed and clothe the world. And in this war, I'm looking forward to doing it. Of course, I'm a little short of help. I could do with a couple of million hired men, but that don't matter. I'll get it out. I'll get her out.
Raw materials, don't forget me. My name is Sven, or Oli, or Yoni. They mostly call me Swede. I come from the forest of Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. We got about 500 million acres of old and second growth to go into barracks, planes, and ships.
Can you get it out?
Sure. This is our country. We get it out. Timber!
Raw materials? You can't do without me. I'm a miner, see? I come from Middle Europe. Czechs and Slavs and Poles and such. I don't know that it matters much. We're all Americans, and don't forget it. This country took us in. fed us, clothed us, sent our kids to school, and we're grateful.
Mighty grateful.
You need raw materials, eh? Well, we've been mining $5.5 million worth every year, and we haven't touched it yet. We haven't even touched it. It's just a question of digging it out, and we'll dig it out.
We'll dig it out, all right, anyhow. We're on the way. We're on the march.
Call the roll of America, its 48 states, its territories and possessions. Call the roll of the people, its men. Call the roll of the scientists.
Vitamins, bombsite, substitute rubber, munitions, plysitrus, nylon parachutes, new type engines, and superfine wing foils.
Hey, wait. You can't leave us out.
Who are you?
We are the men who move your material.
We work on the railroads, out on the wharves, and down in the hold. Longshoremen, teamsters, truckers, and stevedores, brakemen, firemen, pilots, and cops.
All the roll of America. All the roll of its women.
We are the women of America. Our song is a special song. For we've known the heart of America. How deep, how still, how strong. We've carried the burden of America for 400 magnificent years. And we've known the steadfast courage that lies in 1,000 fears. We've bent our backs to the plowshares and lifted our eyes to the sky. We've borne you, the men of the centuries, and reared them to see them die. We've taken our place in your marches. We've dared the trackless plain, been steadfast in your crises, quiet and strong and sane. Do you need our sons and our husbands? We give them to you again.
Men of America!
We said that we'd bring you a report on the state of our nation. That is America marching. Those are the people of America. From what the tyrants rejected, we've built a joyous nation. We've grown rich with her mighty wealth, filled with her gracious bounty. Have known contentment, comfort, security. And now, 130 million strong, we come marching. Our arms and hearts laden with the wealth and strong with the strength she has given us. 130 million people. Who have vowed that she shall stand. 130 million brains, 260 million hands. And grateful and sure, determined and firm, with all of the might of her, all of the right of her, America marches on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What more should we say? Perhaps one more thing, the most important thing. To back up these men, to help ensure victory, we must buy defense bonds and stamps. Buy them from your grocer. Buy them from your butcher, your banker, your drugstore, your post office. Get the habit. Budget part of your income every week and join the Treasury payroll savings plan wherever you work. Defense bonds and stamps are your way of investing in America. It's your country. Keep it yours. The United States Treasury thanks the distinguished artists who donated their talents to this performance. Mr. Frederick March and Miss Janet Gaynor. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Malcolm Meacham, John Latouche, and Hal Block. Production by William A. Bacher. This was a transcribed program. This is Larry Elliott speaking.